Caves and Prater alongside Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director. It's Ask the AD every Thursday at 5. A lot of football questions, of course, and the celebrations that are scheduled right at the top of that is Lyle Smith's 100th birthday, Kurt. How is that going to unfold for Boise State in 2016?
Well, first of all, you know, kudos to him. I don't know if the three of us are going to make it to 100 years old. He's just...
Thanks for even thinking that.
That's a ways away. I got the guys, they're giggling in here, but what an amazing guy. I mean, just everything he's about, everything he's done, what he means to Boise State. We're just so excited for him and his family. And, you know, he turns it on March 17th, St. Paddy's Day, and I know his family's got a lot of plans for him that day to celebrate. And we're going to try and really do something special around our spring game for him. Haven't really had a lot of conversations with him and his family yet about that. But, you know, we got a lot of guys that come back for the game, and they come back through 400 football alums. And I mean, they go all the way back to the mid 50s to, you know, 5 years ago. They all come back and they're always excited when they can see him. So we've got some plans going on right now. Nothing's really solidified, but we're going to really try and make that a special day for him and his family. So,
well, and the other celebration is the 30th anniversary of the Blue Turf. Did Gene ever sit down with you and talk to you about that time when Boise State decided to put in Blue Turf, how it was received, what people... This is a conservative town, and I was here, of course, but I was probably brain dead.
I never got the straight story from him, so I think he made up half the stuff that he told me about that. You know, I can't imagine he was just sitting in his office one day and said, hey, let's turn the green to blue. So I'm not exactly sure how that came up. What I do remember one time, though, is we were changing the turf, and this is a little bit off the subject. We were changing the turf, and he had heard from some staff people, and you know, hey, why don't we make it back? You know, why don't we turn it back to green? And he made the comment. He said, "Oh, people don't want me to do that. You know, I don't want to do that." And I remember the conversation. He said, "I said, you know, what about a survey? Why don't we do a survey?" Mike, I don't know if you were around at that time when we had this conversation, but we actually did a survey in the newspaper. I don't know exactly when it was, and I was shocked that he would actually do that. And it came back like 98% don't ever turn that field green again. And I was surprised by it because I was kind of new to Boise, and I'm thinking, man, do these fans really want it to be green? And the vote was overwhelming, and so that was the end of that conversation. I don't think that field's ever going to turn green again. At least it's not going to on my watch. And
I remember that survey.
Do you remember that?
I think it happened in the early to mid-90s, if I remember right. If we're talking about the same survey, because we did a survey as well, it may have been the same one.
Right.
It may have been the worst mistake we ever made, because literally it was a 99.1% vote.
And I think, you know, you hear it from maybe people that are new to Boise that come in and they're going, man, that looks so weird on TV, and God, what am I watching? And yeah, then you actually put it out there, and yeah, I can, and I'll say it again, I will definitely not be the athletic director that ever decides to change the color of that field, because that's what we're about, and it's a special place, and it means a lot to our campus and to our community, so it's a pretty cool deal.
So fans will see the 30th anniversary of the Blue Turf. How? Merchandising through stuff they can buy, little patches of Blue Turf, what?
Well, that and much more. I think what we're really going to try and do is just honor the 30 years in general. You know, we're going to definitely promote all the great players that have come through here, all the great moments. I'm sure there'll be some information on just the history of the Blue. There'll be shirts and all kinds of things to sell with a 30-year logo on there. We've got a nice logo that we put together just to kind of commemorate those 30 years. We just really want to showcase what's happened because of it. And, you know, some of it might not even be connected to the Blue. I mean, the Blue is, to me, so much more than just football. It says Boise State, and why not even honor things that have just happened at Boise State over the last 30 years that maybe don't have anything to do with athletics? I just think that it's such an iconic mark for our program, and we're known for it. I think we just want to take the time over these next 6 months leading up to the football season, just honor anything or everything that's ever been on it or that field's about. And I think it's going to be really a great experience for us to put something like that together and share with our fans. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you can always bring up the soccer game where it was torn out.
There you go.
Or actually was
covered
up.
I forgot about that. That field has been green since it's been blue. You're right.
Yes.
Right.
Look pretty good,
my mistake.
Look pretty good, Kurt.
Hey, you know what, though? I wasn't here, so I didn't see it, so I don't even believe they did it, to be honest with you. I think people just tell me it was green for one day. So.
Kurt Apsey asked the AD here on Sports Radio The Ticket, Caves and Prater. Hashtag ask the AD. We'll get your question on. And, Kurt, the other one to celebrate for the 2016 season is the 2006 Fiesta Bowl winning team that beat Oklahoma in that first Fiesta Bowl. There's great stories about that game itself, and I think there's been movies written, screenplays, books. There's been a lot of work done.
Don't forget parades.
Parades. There's been parades.
That's when we were on the back of that truck going up to the Capitol, wasn't it? I remember that. It was about 10 degrees outside.
So there's been a lot done about what that did to this town. What could you possibly do to either enhance or top that?
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is find a way to honor the guys that played on that team and the coaches that were a part of that. You know, fortunately for us, we've got a lot of guys here that were actually a part of that game. So we're going to do all we can to certainly honor the team and the staff that was a part of that. You know, that changed our world at Boise State, and not just from an athletic department perspective. I think that even though I think we were on the map at that time, that was the one that really said, okay, Boise State has really arrived, or certainly arrived. And, you know, it wasn't just one time, it was three times. And so, to us, that particular night, gave us an opportunity to really become who we've become, over these last 10 years. And what better way to celebrate that game than to bring that, you know, bring back the guys that were a part of that. You know, hopefully we can do that. We haven't really gotten a plan on when we're going to try and do that, but you know, that might be something around homecoming or.
So there'll be a public part of it, maybe a home football game weekend type of situation.
I would hope so. Yeah, I think that's probably the best way to do it. If you want to get these guys back here, it's probably easier to get them back there when they actually come and watch a game. So that'll probably be part of the plan.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people that like to know where some of them are. We know about a lot of the higher profile guys. One of them's on the air every morning here in Ian Johnson. That's not hard to find, guys like Ian.
Right.
But there's a lot of other stories on that team of kids that played.
Oh, unbelievable.
Where they came from and where they are now.
There's, I mean, the list is long. You know, and there were so many guys that made so many big plays in that game. And, you know, let's not forget, that was an undefeated season. So that wasn't just about the Fiesta Bowl. That was an unbelievable year. I don't know if that's the year, Mike, you guys can maybe remind. Was that the year that we played San Jose State on the road in the morning?
No, because I was.
It wasn't?
I think that the triple overtime and Darren College blocking an extra
point.
No, Darren wasn't
that
on
wasn't
that
the
team.
Same game?
That was before
okay.
that.
There was a close game that year. There was kind of a weird, pesky road game.
There were a couple, I think, but, God, it seems so long ago, 10 years. You know, we were just talking about how old that makes us feel. I mentioned earlier, I'm reading the paper today, and on the cover is Roberto Bergeson's son on the cover of the sports, and I remember when he was playing here, so... Time flies, but that game was certainly special, and we're going to make sure that we recognize that team and all their accomplishments and what their efforts did to get us where we are today. So I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Yeah. So, Kurt, I know there are other championships. Didn't we have a swimming and diving? You had that going on.
Yeah.
And then it kind of settles down, right?
It does, but, you know, we've still got track and field championships coming up. Swimming's qualified, I think, three swimmers to go to the national tournament. We obviously have the Mountain West basketball for the men and women next week, which is exciting. Softball's home for the first time. I'm really excited to see that team play in person. Have not seen them yet. They're back this coming weekend after a tournament. They're going to this weekend coming up. So lots. Maybe it doesn't seem like there's lots going on, but there really is. We start for spring practice and football on Monday, so you know it never stops. But it's
and gymnastics, I think, too.
Gymnastics is Sunday, I think, at 2:00, and you know they still haven't lost, still ranked very high, and really looking forward to seeing what they can accomplish in the postseason.
All right, very, very busy. Good luck down there in Las Vegas.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Be a lot there. Follow it along here as well.
Thanks, guys.